right, go ahead,
3-5. 3-5,
General DeGaulle.
Okay, madam.
Hello, okay, here we go.
All right, whatever, when we get there.
All right. Take two.
New York City.
Yes?
And I would like to know, General DeGaulle, if you would make a statement for the American people.
In New York City?
In New York City, yes.
Yeah, I certainly will. What is this statement for? A newspaper?
No, for the radio, for our radio station.
What radio station?
We're broadcasting, yes.
I see. Am I on the radio now?
No, you're not on the radio. We're making a tape and we're going to use it throughout the day and on our newscast.
All right. I would not like to be recorded because I have not granted any of the French press any of that information.
I see.
One thing that I will do, however, I will broadcast, but I do not want you to repeat it because the various French news agencies have been after me and I have not granted them that permission.
Will you hold on just a second then so that we'll put you right directly on the air, or can you do that?
All right, yes, but make it very, very fast. I have to go to the National Assembly.
All right, we're ready in just a second. What we will do, we were going to tape this interview, but inasmuch as you can't give this release for, you know, on tape, why, we'll switch it right on the air. We'll do it right now. It's exactly 18 minutes before 11 here in New York City. And we have a vast news audience here in New York City, and we cover news from all over the world. So as soon as they give me the go-ahead, I would like for you to make a statement for the American people concerning the crisis in France right now. So I'll tell you, I'll start all over just as soon as they give me a go-ahead.
All right.
This is Bill Edmonds here in New York City, and I have on the phone with me General Charles de Gaulle in France. General de Gaulle, I would like to have you make a statement for the American people, for our listening audience here in New York City, and all of the territory that we cover, about the crisis in France. Would you care to make a statement at this time?
I certainly would, Mr. Edmonds. There is one thing that I want to make clear. When I assume power, if Monsieur Flemlin permits me to assume power, I will not take it by any dictatorial means. I am too much of an old soldier to realize that the people of France have gone through enough trouble, and I will give them a good government which they should have had ever since the war.
Well, do you think that you will assume leadership of France within the next few days, or how soon do you think this will happen, General Gaulle?
Well, it is really too soon to tell. Monsieur, can you tell me who I am speaking to?
My name is Bill Edmonds, and I'm one of the Minutemen here at WMGM.
MGM, the Motion Picture Company?
Yes, well, we have a radio station here in New York City, a 50,000-watt station, and we cover all of the metropolitan area and all over the eastern part of the United States.
Oh, I see. Well, of course, everybody knows that the best radio station in New York is WINS. Vive la France!